Welcome to RVA Connected with Anna Sothen, the podcast that brings local communities and businesses closer together in Richmond, Virginia. Anna will guide you through the vibrant intersections of RVA's entrepreneurial spirit, community relationships, and the latest insights and strategies for your RVA business. Get ready to feel connected to the heartbeat of our city's small businesses. Here's Anna Sothen.
Good morning, everybody. This is Anna Sothen with RVA Connected, and I am super excited this morning to be interviewing my very good friend, Monica Vanderpool, that I've known for a couple years. Mm-hmm. But you know how when you meet those individuals and they like come into your space and they're not necessarily like in your space at the first meeting, but then they become a more integral part? I feel like that's what's happening with us. I don't know, at least on my end.
I feel like it's kind of grown organically for sure.
It has. Yeah. You know? And I'm excited for what you're doing. I'm excited for the things that we're going to do together as well, yes, too.
Absolutely. We've got some big things planned.
We do. So tell everybody who you are.
My name is Monica Vanderpool. I am 46 years old. Currently, I have a diesel mechanic shop, which sounds so odd coming out of my mouth, but I have. But there's a story behind that. And then I also started Glitch Mob podcast that actually today is my release date.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm honored that you're doing my podcast on your podcast release date.
I know. So we'll release a podcast every Friday.
That's amazing. I love it. And I got to be a guest on your podcast just last week. And I feel like I got a lot of compliments from individuals who saw it. They're like, oh my God, that's so good. So yeah. And they're like, I see you all over the place. Where were you this morning? You were on like some radio show or something. Right.
I will say I love having conversations with you because I don't know what it is. Like, we don't plan for it.
We do not.
Like today we've got a main subject that, you know, we're going to try and hit on, but like our conversations are just so organic and they just flow.
Yes.
And you're very easy to talk to. So what you're doing in the community is, I mean, you're very, God's blessed you for sure.
Well, thank you. I feel highly blessed and favored for sure. Mm-hmm. So thank you. I love it when other people recognize me. It humbles me to have somebody somebody reached out to me yesterday and they said, hey, I'm looking for this. And I respect your opinion. And I really I respect your opinion. That's what he said. And I know that you know everybody. So to have somebody say that to me a couple years ago, I would have turned around and been like, are you talking to the right person? Because you know you're talking to me, right? But I've learned to, and this is going to be some of the conversation that we have today, to receive it, right? Because when somebody gives you a compliment, if you immediately say, even if something as like innocuous as, oh my gosh, I really love your shirt that you're wearing today, and you're like, oh, this old thing, or oh, I got it at TJ Maxx and it was $5. You're taking that blessing away from that person who felt compelled to give you a compliment or to, you know, to give you a blessing. And then you basically said, no, thank you.
Right.
And when I learned that, like when somebody said that to me, I was like, oh my gosh, I never want that. Mm-hmm. To do that to another human being. So thank you. Thank you for recognizing.
I had to learn how to receive blessings. You know, somewhere along the way, I had it in my head that Monica, be a blessing. And I always wanted to give blessings.
Right.
And it wasn't until my adult life where I had to learn to I need to be able to receive blessings also.
Absolutely.
So yeah, absolutely. I get that.
So you're a business owner. Obviously, you shared that you own a diesel company and you just started Glitch. So tell us a little bit about your journey with the companies that you own.
Well, let's see. How far back should I go? I'll give you the Cliff Note version.
Okay.
Well, we were a military family growing up. So my dad was getting ready to retire when I started college. So I actually started college at, I went to VCU here in Richmond, and I was in the pharmacy program at MC.
Oh, okay.
My plan was to be a pharmacist.
Okay.
So I had an ROTC scholarship,
Okay.
And then, you know, I mean, I was what, 19, 20. And I had it in my head that I did not want to go in the military. Like, I didn't want to do all the traveling that we had done growing up, right, which was honestly the best thing for me. Like, traveling in the military is just, it's a blessing. It so is. Anyway, at the time, I was like, you know what? I don't want this ROTC scholarship. So if I turn down the scholarship, I was like, I'm not going to be able to afford pharmacy school.
Gotcha.
I've always, science and math are my two, like, those are my subjects. Okay. So I was like, you know what? I want to go into accounting. And I wanted to be a forensic accountant. Ooh. And I remember calling my dad one day and I was like, Dad, I'm going to turn down my scholarship. I had gotten accepted into the School of Pharmacy at MCV. Okay. And I told myself, I'm going to make this decision before I open up this envelope. I made the decision and I opened up the envelope and it said that I was accepted. And I was like, I'm going to stick to my word. So my dad was like, that's fine, but you're going to move back home. And I'm like, okay, because I'm a daddy's girl. So at the time they were at Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Okay.
So I moved back home and I finished my schooling at Austin Peay State, which is in Clarksville, Tennessee. They're like right on the border with each other. So anyway, so my degree is business administration with a concentration in accounting.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you, when I graduated, I felt like I knew nothing.
Yeah, I agreed. When I graduated, I felt like I knew nothing.
And until like I got into the real world, like I felt like I didn't know anything. So my first job out of college, I audited utility companies.
Oh, that's super exciting.
No, it's not. That just sounds boring. Like I audited utility companies. Like that just sounds boring, you know, but I did it. And then during tax season, they'd pull me in to do taxes.
Okay.
And I was just like, this is not jiving with my personality. Cause I like to be around people, you know, I'm outgoing. It was just a little too stuffy for me. Nothing against auditors, nothing against CPAs. I think, you know, there's a need. They're very gifted. It just didn't match my personality. Yeah. So anyway, fast forward, I had gotten married. I had my first child. This was 22 years ago. I had my first son, Carson, and you know, that marriage didn't work out. So I moved back home.
Okay.
And you know, somewhere in there, I felt guilty. I moved back to Tennessee for literally 30 days.
Oh.
We moved into a house. There was a tornado that came through Clarksville and it took my neighbor, if you looked at an aerial view of our neighborhood, it took the roof off of my house. And my roof was scattered all around the neighborhood. And I was like, you know what? This is my sign that Monica, just go back home. Go back home. So I came back home. I had to live with my parents. So I was a single mom. It was me and Carson. My house was destroyed. So, but I still had to pay for the mortgage payment.
Oh,
so I had a nice solid job. I worked at Bon Secours and I woke up one day and I've always been a God-fearing woman and I was praying and something told me I was in a networking group.
Okay.
And there was a fellow in there that had a promotional company.
Okay.
Where he sold like pins, cups, mugs, keychains, you know, screen print embroidery, things of that nature. And him and I just always connected, you know, on a business networking level. And he had an opportunity he was bringing on new sales reps. And I came home and I was like, Dad, you know, like I said, I'm very close to my dad. And, you know, I credit a lot of my success and a lot of my knowledge to my dad. You know, he imparted a lot of knowledge on me and, you know, he was very successful and, you know, a lot of that kind of trickled down to me. So anyway, I sat down at the kitchen table and I remember this conversation like it was yesterday. And I said, Dad, I think I'm going to quit my job. You know, my job that paid a really good salary. And I said, I think I'm going to be a sales rep for a promotional company and it's a commission only job. And he was like, Monica Dale. That's my middle name, Monica Dale. It was the first time that I went against what my dad said. My dad, I don't know what it is, but something's telling me to do this. So I quit my nice, stable job. And out of faith, I joined this promotional company and went to a commission-only sales job, you know, while still having a full mortgage. I had to put Carson in daycare during the day. I was like, but I'm going to do it. So started with him. I was with him. Oh God. It was Atlantic Logo Wear. A year? I cannot remember. But anyway, I woke up one day and I was like, you know what? I'm tired of sharing my profits. Oh, and I was like, Monica, you've got the background. You know how to start a business, or at least I thought I did. So I was like, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to stop sharing my profits and I'm going to do it all myself. So that right there is what kind of kicked in for me because I knew I'm a single mom. I'm doing this on my own and like failure is not an option for me.
Right. Yeah.
So I remember I woke up, that's when like the hustle I think really started, and I would get up and I would pick a certain industry every week. You know, like one week I would pick car dealerships, and I would wake up, I'd drop Carson off at daycare and I would hit all the car dealerships. You know, the next week I would pick insurance agencies.
Okay.
You know, like that was my plan. I've always been really big about like writing down, you know, these are my goals. This is how I'm going to get there. So I literally did that every single week, just stayed consistent. And then the next thing you know, the name of the company was Richmond Promotional Products.
Okay.
And next thing you know, I was like, you know, I've got a $1 million company on my hands.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All from an inkling or a God nudge.
It was a God nudge. Yep.
Yeah.
And everything I knew about myself, I wouldn't have done it, because when I sat down at that kitchen table with my dad and he was like, Monica, no, you're not doing this.
And so what did your dad say after it became this huge success?
I mean, he was proud of me.
Yeah, of course
he was very proud of me. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, what could he say?
Right. Yeah.
You know, like what could he say? But he was my biggest fan. Him and my mom both. They were my biggest fan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's always good to have individuals, whether it be parents or siblings or friends, that really support you. They may not necessarily agree with what you're doing, but they're always going to support you because they love you. So
yeah,
that's important.
And that was I might cry on this one. Before he passed away right when COVID hit. And it was when you couldn't go in the hospitals. So he FaceTimed me. Gotcha. And I knew what was going on. And the very last thing he said to me was how proud he was of me. Next subject.
Next subject. And
but it was the very last thing you said to me. So I was like, I'm right where I need to be.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
So, but anyway, so now I forgot the question that you even asked me. So I got on this tangent.
Well, no. So we talked about you created Richmond Promotional Products. You also had, was it HCM? Is that
right,
the acronym for? Right.
Yep.
So you own that. And then now you own Diesel Works. And then now you own Glitch. And so I've watched you, you know, I obviously didn't know you when you had Richmond Promotional Products, but I've seen what you did with HCM. And now I'm seeing what you do with Diesel. And now I get to witness what you do even closer and more up and personal with what you're doing with Glitch. And so I want to talk a little. So you talked a little bit about that, right? The God nudge, the intuition of the hit of like, I should be doing something different because right now where I am, it just doesn't feel good to me. Right. And I've come up with this phrase and I've said it. I don't necessarily always follow it, but I say that I'm never going to square peg round hole anything in my life ever again. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm not going to try to just make it work, whether it be friendships, relationships, business, you know, business relationships, whatever, a pair of pants. Like if they don't feel comfortable, I'm not wearing them. Right.
Yeah.
And so you've done that and not a lot of people have, I don't know if it's courage or if it's foresight or what the word is, but some people will get that. Like I've had nudges before in my ego, which I call edging God out. It says, oh, you know better. You human Anna knows better than what your inkling and what your intuition is telling you.
You try to rationalize it.
You do, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. You start thinking of the pros and cons because we've been taught that. Hey, if you have to come to a decision, sit down and write down the pros and cons about each side and figure out which side is higher than the other. But how did you get to the point where you were, when you felt the inkling, you knew to take action?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a certain spot in your life or point in your life where like, okay, I'm going to start doing it? Or was it more of a gradual, and then you just realize that's something that you do?
Well, so that moment at the kitchen table with my dad.
Okay.
I will say that that was the scariest. I've never been afraid to take risk. Okay. You know, I actually like, and I love change. Like I thrive in change. And with HCM, you know, HCM, that's something that, you know, I did with my husband at the time, and him and I both were, we love change. We love risk. We were a really good team together. And that's one reason why HCM is Healthcare Construction Management. That is one reason why that company just exploded. But that day at the kitchen table with my dad, I was the most scared. Am I saying that correctly? I was the most scared.
Okay.
Fast forward, when I transitioned from Richmond Promotional Products into HCM, I had a little more confidence.
Okay.
And I wasn't as scared to start that.
Okay.
I was just like, boop, boop, you know, and I knew nothing about construction, but I taught myself how to, you know, I taught myself what you need. I taught myself what I needed to know, and I aligned myself with the right people to get to where I need to go. And just like now with the diesel mechanic shop, honestly, I couldn't even change my tire right now. I'm embarrassed to say that, but if I had to go change my tire, I wouldn't even know what to do. But you align yourself with the right people.
Right.
And I don't know. I guess to answer your question, I just over time, a lot of faith in God, a lot of trust in God. And I know that if he's going to plant this seed and plant this desire in me, then it's not even, I'm just a vessel. That's all I am, is a vessel. And I wake up every morning and I say, Lord, use me. And it's gotten to me where I am today.
Yeah. I tell people all the time that you're never going to wake up with whatever it is that you have on your heart. Like if you all of a sudden you're doing, I had like an intuitive hit today when I was doing yoga, right? I could dismiss that, or I could take that as, oh, okay, this is God, this is spirit, universe, whatever it is that you want to use, telling me something, like, let me pay attention to that. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you could edge it out and say, no, I know better. Or you could just choose to move forward and do better. And not do better, but do something different that again, gets in you more in an alignment of who you want to be and how you want to show up. God will never put a dream on your heart that he doesn't already know you are 150% capable of accomplishing.
All right. And everything that you need is already inside you.
Already inside of you. Yes, 100%. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't, like, you shouldn't have mentors or align yourself, like you said, with people who can help you, right?
Yeah.
Knowing the right kind of people. But everything that you need is inside of you. So you don't necessarily have to go outside of you to find that information. You just have to be confident and not confident. That's not the word I like. Comfortable is not it either. I'll come up with a word, but you just have to know that everything that you need is inside of you. So let's talk a little bit about aligning yourself with the right people, because I think that is huge, right? So oftentimes entrepreneurs, and you've done it 1, 2, 3, 4 different times now, really in your lifetime, right? 4 big times, if you will, where you don't necessarily know everything that there is to know about promotional products or how to run a business or construction or diesel, you know, mechanic vehicles or even
glitch mop. I know that this, I will say, is really out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
The podcast, the whole vision of glitch mop is a little out of my comfort zone, but it's something that God put on my heart and I'm going with it. Right. And one of the first things I did when I knew that I wanted to start a podcast was I reached out to you and I said, listen, I need someone that can help.
Right.
You know, I don't know about like my first few podcasts, people are going to notice that my microphone isn't even on, you know, like right. The IT, like all that stuff. That's not what I'm good at. That's not what right. God's gifted me with. So, you know, right. The first thing I did was I messaged you and I said, hey, I need someone to help me with my podcast. So you got me in contact with Brandy.
Right.
With the Phoenix Factor.
Yep.
So that, I mean, that's part of what I mean by like aligning yourself with the right people.
Absolutely. And I feel like entrepreneurs sort of go into business with whatever it is that they're wanting to do, thinking that they have to be the be all end all for everything. They have to be the social media content person. They have to be the one who runs the business, who does the mm-hmm. HR, who mm-hmm. does the accounting, like all of the things. And that's one of the things that if I could, and I know, you know, it takes money to, you know, you have to spend money in order to make money. And sometimes the money just isn't there.
Yeah.
But you will scale and grow your business so exponentially faster and bigger if you align yourself with people in their zone of genius. One yeah. of my favorite phrases, right? My zone of genius is not social media. It just isn't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do my accounting. I just don't, right? My zone of genius is connecting people and helping people grow and expand their networks and the communities that we live in, right? So when you find your zone of genius or you become an entrepreneur and you decide that you're going to be this person, align yourself with people who are going to help you to get to that goal.
Right. And right? And time is your greatest asset. I mean, you can't
absolutely
you can't get back, and you have to figure out how to divvy your time up to your greatest advantage.
I agree.
You know, and if I sat here and spent, you know, 20 hours on editing a podcast, I mean, look at what I can get done in 20 hours on stuff that God's gifted me and blessed me with, you know, talent. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
What would take us 20 hours to do takes Brandy 5 minutes.
I know.
To get done.
She's amazing.
She is. And every time I have a technical question, I'm like, yesterday, I'm like, hey, how do I download my Facebook Live? And she just sent me a text. She's like, here, this is how you do it. But right. I didn't know how to do that. Right. So mm-hmm. again, it's knowing people and being able to reach out. And that's one of the things that I love to do. Like what you did is exactly what I want people to do. I want people to say, hey, I need, oh, mm-hmm. let me call Anna because she knows the person that I need or the service that I need or the connection mm-hmm. that I need to have. Or if I don't know them, then I have a slew of a network, a huge network of people that I can be, hey, I don't know somebody, but I know that you know this person. Can you get me in contact with them?
And you can't be scared to say, oh, I can't do this.
Oh gosh, no. Mm-mm. I used to be, because then I would feel like people would judge me and be like, oh, she's not capable. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I will happily tell somebody that, nope, not my zone of genius. Mm-hmm. Don't want to do it. Don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. And if I do, I'll muck it up. So we don't want to do that. Let's find you somebody who is more than capable of doing those things.
And I learned that back with Richmond Promotional Products, because in the beginning I was like, okay, this is my baby. Mm-hmm. And I had that mentality of, if I want it to be, if it's going to be done right, then I got to do it myself. So I was doing the financials. I was doing the embroidery. I was doing the artwork. I was doing, like, Monica was doing everything. So it wasn't until I let go and I started hiring people and started aligning myself with the right people. That's when my business really started to explode.
Yep.
And you've heard the phrase, you have to let go to grow.
Yes.
That is so true. That is so true.
So do you think that was your biggest challenge is the letting go of having to be the one who, because we do have this mentality, it's only going to get done right if I do it. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. So do you think that's your biggest challenge you've faced so far?
Back then it was. Okay. Back then it was. Now I see the power in it, and it's not a challenge anymore. You know, and plus people don't like to be micromanaged.
No, they do not.
So having that mentality of, you know, aligning yourself with the right people, you don't have to micromanage anybody.
Right.
Let them do what they're good at. And, You know, you do have to align yourself with people that you trust.
Yes,
100%. That's a big thing too, because if you don't pay attention, you can hurt yourself, damage yourself. And there's, you know, with being a business owner, there's a lot of risk that are involved. So you also have to be willing to take on that risk and make sure that I've always been a rule follower and I always do things the right way.
Okay.
So I think it's important that don't cut corners.
Okay.
I think it's important not to cut corners, do things the right way. Because at the end of the day, you know, God sees what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
make sure you've got the correct licenses. Make sure that, you know, your employees are legit, that they're legal, you know, make sure that you're insured.
Yes.
You know, you have to be smart. So make sure that you're aligning yourself with people that you can trust.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So have you been burned by somebody in business?
Yeah.
How did you handle that?
This is a piece of advice too. Be careful with partnerships.
Yes.
Be careful with partnerships. That was one thing I always told myself, that I would never partner with anybody.
Okay.
And then I did, you know, I'm not going to give too many details, but I did partner with a few people on one of my endeavors, and, you know, it bit me. It came back and bit me in the butt. So,
Yeah. So I think that's a really good point of making sure that you have the right people. So hire an attorney to make sure that if you do go into partnership with someone, and even if it's your best friend you go into partnership with, or a random stranger, or a partner, like a spouse or whatever, at the end, when it comes to money at the end of the day, and if things go sour, it can get quite sticky, if you will, right? But if you align yourself with somebody with a really great attorney, and you can put it very much in black and white of, hey, not that I ever want this to end, or not that I ever want us to stop being best friends, but just in case, I'm going to protect you and I'm going to protect me. If we were ever to dissolve this, then it's very cut and clear. Like, this is what you get. This is what I get. There's no ambiguity. There's no, you promised me over a glass of wine, you know, that type of thing. But I think that's super important, because we go in with trusting hearts, and we love it. You know, we love that individual, and we don't think anything will ever go wrong, but it can. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you always want to make sure that at the end of the day, especially if you build a huge company that is extremely profitable, that, because you put time, sweat, and tears into that, right? And so that all of your hard work doesn't get flushed down the drain just because you cut a corner and chose not to protect yourself legally. So I think that's, and again, it's one of those things like, well, I don't want to hire an attorney because an attorney is expensive. Well, $1,000 today to make sure that your company is covered could save you millions of dollars 3 years from now, right? Mm-hmm. So is it worth to spend $1,000 today? Which, yes, it might hurt because your company's just started, but if it's going to save you millions of dollars down the road, then why wouldn't you?
And there's several attorneys out there that you can schedule a consultation with them.
Right.
And it's, you know, $100, maybe $200. You know, so go down, you know, go and sit down with them for an hour and educate yourself. You know, knowledge is power. And there's a lot of things out there that you might not be thinking of. So it's worth spending that little bit of money to sit down with somebody who's an expert in that area to kind of make sure that you're aware of certain things.
Yeah. Because we don't know what we don't know until we know it. And usually we don't know it until all of a sudden we're faced with it. And we're like, well, I didn't think to... I didn't think to do that. Well, you wouldn't know that because you're not, you're not practicing law, or, you know, all of the tax laws that are available. Like, hire a CPA who can do your taxes and make sure that you get all the benefits from being an entrepreneur, but also make sure that you stay off the IRS radar, right? You go and do it, you can make a mistake. Yeah, it's an honest mistake. But if the IRS comes knocking at your door and you're like, oops, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do that, they're going to be like, okay, that's fine. You're still in trouble, right? So yeah. Hire the qualified individuals, pay the money because it's worth it in the long run. Mm.
And even more important, why I say it's do not cut corners.
Yes.
You know, never agreed. Cut corners.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I was going to say something. It's because I love that you said that because you said you're a rule follower mm-hmm. and I'm the exact opposite. I'm like, if you tell me, hey, Anna, you have to go straight. I'm going to go right. And then yeah. I'll go straight. And then I'm going to make left. And then I'm still right. going to get to the same place that you are, which I think is why we complement each other so well. But I don't cut corners. There's a difference between being a rule follower, like you have to do it this way. Like my husband and I get into this all the time. He's a CPA, a CFO of a bank, right? So for him, 1 + 1 = 2. There mm-hmm. is no other option, right? That's it. For me, I'm like, well, we could do 1 and then we can add, you know, like 0.5 and then maybe 0.3 right. and oh, mm-hmm. maybe no, let's do that something different, right?
Yeah.
So that's my personality. So I think if you're going to have, if you're going to align yourself with people who do things differently as well too, because what'll happen is that they're going to be able to see something from a different perspective mm-hmm. to where you guys collectively can do something even better or grander than if you just were to do it from your perspective only. So I think that's a really good point.
Yeah.
So tell people a little bit about Glitch, what that is. And I'm so sorry, I should be wearing your t-shirt right now and I'm not.
That's fine. I should probably be wearing my t-shirts.
Right. But I love it. It's one of my favorite t-shirts.
This is where I'm comfortable. So Glitch Mob, I've been separated for about 5 months.
Okay.
And I'm coming out of a toxic relationship. And yep. that's kind of what, you know, kind of, I guess, initiated it. I don't know if I want to say that or not, but... And I don't want people to get twisted. I'm not doing this because I can't get over my ex-husband. It's not that at all. It is during my marriage, I created these blinders and this glitch in my head. You know, like we had normal marital problems that probably a lot of people have. And my reaction to some of the things that happened, I reacted in a way that I didn't think I would react.
Yeah.
And put up with a lot of things that I didn't think I would put up with, but I did. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of it may have been because we were in business together and it was easier to stay. You know, right. I'm sure some yeah. of it had to do with that. A therapist would love to get a hold of me. But anyway, coming out of it, I was like, I just created this glitch in my head that I didn't realize that I had created. And I didn't realize it until I was out of it. And I right. looked back and I was like, oh shit, Monica, we need to fix this.
Yep.
Because that's what we do with glitches. We fix glitch. And Glitch Mob, you know, honestly, glitch wasn't available.
Oh, okay.
I wanted it just to be Glitch. And I was like, okay, I need to add something to it because Glitch isn't available. So I was like, you know what? I'm trying to build a community. And Mob kind of goes with that, a community. So I was like, yeah. Glitch Mob sounds pretty cool.
I like it.
So that's how that came about. So like I said, my podcast starts today. The first episode launches today where you're going to hear my story or part of my story, and you'll hear why I started Glitch Mob. And we're going to have women who have similar stories. We're going to have beauty professionals. I'm all about taking care of yourself, you know, taking care of your health, your skin. I have an auto.
That's what you're in.
Huh?
I said the vessel that you're in. I had no idea.
Yeah, the vessel that you're in. And that, I mean, I've always been very conscious about, you know, taking care of my skin. That came from my mom. My mom was that mom that, you know, if we went to Walmart or we went to, you know, I don't know, the gas station, she always had lipstick on. Oh, like she always just looked on point.
Together. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I get that from. And I noticed, you know, I'm 46 years old. I love my 40s. But I noticed that, you know, you got the wrinkles. I feel like my eyes are starting to sag. And, you know, you start noticing things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very big on, I like to get my facials. I like to, you know, make sure I wash my face every night. I'm using the right products. You know, I enjoy getting my nails done. I enjoy massages. I go to the gym to make sure that, you know, I'm healthy, taking care of myself. And then 4 years ago, I knew things weren't right. And I went to the doctor and come to find out I have autoimmune disease. Okay. So that made me aware of what I was eating.
Yes.
So it's Hashimoto's disease.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to eat gluten-free is what I'm supposed to do. And for me, that's hard. That's something that I'm working on. I know that when I do eat gluten-free, I feel so much better.
Right.
You know, but sometimes it's hard.
It is. Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a full-time job taking care of yourself. But I know that when I take care of myself and I feel better, I'm a better mom. I'm a better person. I'm a better business owner. I'm a better friend. Like my days just flow better.
Absolutely.
So with Glitch Mob, we're going to have beauty professionals on there talking about your health, your skin. We're going to be doing a podcast with Green Top Shooting Range.
Oh, fun.
Because now as a single mom, I think about, I've got to protect my kids. You know, there's not a man in the house anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to have therapists, doctors on here, especially ones that specialize in narcissism, because that is a topic that I'm not extremely familiar with.
Okay.
I know what it's like going through it,
right.
But I'm learning just in the past, I would say month, I have learned so much about the topic of narcissism and not just in like a marriage, but like parental narcissism, narcissism between friends. I mean, it's everywhere. And it's something that I think we don't talk about enough.
We don't.
No.
Well, because it's hard to, sort of like you, like it's hard to define it unless you go through it. It's like one of those things you won't understand until you go through it. But I think the more, no different than mental health, right? Like we talk about mental health, and the more we talk about it, the more it comes to light, the more we can deal with it, the more we can recognize it, the more we can help ourselves or another individual if we see somebody going through that. So I love your lineup and your thought process of the individuals that you want to bring to your podcast so that you provide those resources for other women in our communities and they get to see it and they get to listen to it without the judgment of, and I say judgment, I don't mean judgment, but we can feel judgment. Like it's hard to come and say to somebody, I was living with a narcissist and I allowed myself to live there. Right. And I wanted to say this earlier when you said, I would never have done this, but here we go. Never, you know, never say never, because then you go never, never again. Right. Mm-hmm. We don't know how we're going to react when we're put into a certain situation. We hope that we react in a certain way, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's how we're going to react. So having those very open, candid conversation, hopefully it will either save somebody from being in that position for too long or getting into that position ever at all. Or if somebody who is behaving that way, maybe it'll be a light for them to be like, oh, I do some of those things. Maybe I should self-reflect and see if I can do better. So I love that you're going to provide
this. Knowledge is power.
Yes. Ooh, actually, knowledge is power, but I like the saying applied knowledge is power. Because we can know things, but if we don't do anything with it, then what then?
Yeah.
Right?
Words
so
matter.
So applying it. Words matter. Yes, they do. I love that. Mm. So tell people how they can reach you.
Glitch on social media platforms. It's GlitchMob15. Website is GlitchMob15.com. You know, obviously I've got my little Facebook page. Our podcast is going to be broadcast over, I think it's 14 different platforms. So YouTube, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all those, Spotify. My YouTube is Glitch Mob Podcast with Monica Vanderpool.
Awesome.
So, and I can send you the links too, and we can put them in the comments.
Yes. So Brandy will have those as well too. So when this gets published, you guys will be able to connect with Monica. Or if you're interested in if any of those subjects that she talked about spark an interest in you, and you want to talk about it, like reach out to her and ask her to be on her podcast. I'm sure she would love to have you. Or if you know of somebody, or if one of the podcasts that she does strikes a bell with you with somebody that you know, send it to them, right? And say, hey, you might want to take a listen to this. and yeah. see how it resonates with you. So,
and right now, I was going to ask you this. Right now, I'm looking for, I want someone who specializes in self-defense.
Oh, I know several people who do.
All right, cool. We'll talk after this then.
Okay, sounds good.
I knew you would.
ask and you shall receive.
I knew you would.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for joining us at RVA Connected. If you're a business owner who would like to share about your business and your journey with other individuals and just get an opportunity to share that message out in RVA in Richmond here, Virginia, I would love to have you on. And until we see each other again next time, my friends, stay fluid. I'm always cheering for you.